Good afternoon, the athletic vet. This is Kiri speaking. Okay, certainly. How old are they? The babies. Yep. Okay, so. Yep. That's how it normally works. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, so the boys, you definitely need to separate them by 3 weeks of age, just because there is that risk that they could mate and with the other ones here. Yeah, so they would need to, he would need to be kept separate. What are you looking at de-sexing him, are you, or? Yeah, no, definitely. It's up to you. Like, definitely, you can look at de-sexing. He's a bit too young, obviously, at this stage here, but you can definitely look at de-sexing. You do need to keep them apart, though, obviously, up until the de-sexing procedure, and then 3 weeks after the procedure itself, because there is still that risk of impregnating the females, even though he's been de-sexed with the residual sperm there. So it's up to you. Like, some people do just opt to get another one of the same sex, but you might have dominant issues there. It just depends, but definitely they do work well with company, but some are okay by themselves. Yeah, definitely. So yeah, that's the options there. In regards to de-sexing him, I'll just double check. I think they have to be up around about at least the 300-400 gram mark, or a certain age. So let me just pop you on hold and I'll just find out exactly the age. I won't be a minute there for you. Yeah, so generally around about the 3 to 4 month of age mark is generally okay, but it does go on their size as well. So it just depends on how big they are to whether or not we would go ahead and do it at that age. What we would need to do first anyway would be a health check just to make sure that they are okay and healthy enough to go ahead with the anaesthetic. Now, if we're a bit unsure about the size and everything, we can definitely do that sooner than what we were looking at for de-sexing, and then we can make sure that we're all in good health. And then once we're at the right age and weight, we can look at just booking them straight in for the de-sexing at that time without the consult, because we've already had one previously. Yeah, certainly. Obviously, with any anaesthetics, there is any risk. There are some risks involved. We obviously try and take all the precautions, giving them fluids, monitoring them closely under the anaesthetic, doing the health check prior to the anaesthetic to make sure there's no underlying issues that we might need to be aware of that would complicate procedure. So, and then obviously with the procedure itself, post-op complications can be infection, wound breakdown, things like that, which is common with any procedure that can go on. But yeah, the doctor can definitely discuss all those risks within the consult and let you know. The cost of the actual consult itself is $170, and the cost of the procedure is $400. Now, the procedure, the $400 does cover the procedure itself, the stay in hospital. Sometimes we do need to keep them in overnight just to make sure that they're eating well, they're passing good amounts of feces, and that the surgery site is looking okay. If they're doing really well after the procedure and they're bright and happy and the doctor's happy to send them home, they may go home that day. The only things that aren't covered within that $400 is any take-home medication that might be required, such as pain relief or a gut stimulant to help get their gut moving after the anaesthetic. Yeah, obviously you have to be aware that with any surgery there are risk involved. And as I said, we do a lot of guinea prick procedures every day, basically. So, but there are obviously risk involved with anything, and we do minimise that by making sure they're well hydrated. They make sure the blood pressure and their heart and their lungs are all nice and clear before we look at going ahead with any anaesthetics. Yeah, and there's a nurse there. 170, and then if so what you could do is if you've got, I'm not sure if your enclosure set up, but what you could do is keep them side by side, but obviously no contact. If you are wanting just to go down the route of getting another same-sex male to be with him, that is another option as well. But it would mean, obviously, without being de-sex, they can't have any contact with the females because there is that risk of impregnating them. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so like side by side is okay. It just like it does depend on the pigs. Some pigs get along, some pigs don't. And there can be that aggression and stuff there. Definitely in the same room is okay, but it is up to the pigs. But yeah, having them in a same cage without a divider, you're just going to have the risk of obviously, well, definitely more surprise pregnancies. I can tell you that now. Yeah, not a problem. So yeah, if you want to book in just for that health check first, that's probably the better idea, just so that we can see exactly what his weight's doing, make sure that there's no issues that we need to be concerned about. And then if you are wanting to go down the route of castration, as long as he's been checked within a month or so of the procedure, then that should be fine, just to book him in for that, the procedure on the day. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, it's just so that we're not doing like 6 months down the track, because a lot of health issues can change, like can come up in 6 months. So we'd have to do another consult then. But if it's within a month of the actual visit, then that will be okay. And we would obviously still do a checkup prior to doing the anaesthetic on the day anyway, just to make sure everything's still going okay. But yeah, it wouldn't be a full consult like what you'd do initially. Not a problem. Oh, it's up to you. If you want to have a discussion with your husband and then give us a call back, we can definitely organise an appointment. That's fine. Not a problem at all. Okay, you take care. You too. Bye.